Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon.
Scott Mills. One.
Bit of Kings of Leon, you somebody. Hello, if you're going to go and see them in Cardiff tonight, where they're on. And before that, it was Bass Hunter and Jingle Bells. What a start to the show. Thank you, Edith. I'll tell you what, that is getting well popular now, that track. What,
Kings of Leon?
No, Bass Hunter. It's shooting up the charts.
Is it?
Yes.
Where's it got to?
30-ish at
right,
the moment.
Right, flying them.
Considering this is the only place in the world you can hear it, that's quite good.
Well done, you.
I don't mean Radio 1, I mean just this show.
No, you do. I'm well aware of that.
And I know some of you are saying it's trite, rubbish, horrible, nasty, ruined Christmas, etc. But a lot of people are loving it. They are. And you know when we... Well, the charts don't lie.
They don't.
They don't.
I mean, you don't get to number 38 or whatever,
no,
do you, without
you
being loved.
It's official. And you know when we played Jason Mraz?
What?
First time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, God, you're so late on this, Jason Mraz. Yeah, I was listening to him before he was even born.
Yeah.
Like they always do. It started happening with Bass Hunter now. We got a text yesterday going, when we played it, oh, my God, you're so late on this. No, they didn't, probably didn't speak like that,
no,
did
no,
they?
No, no, no.
Cool, you're so late on this. I heard this 2 years ago.
And why are all Bass Hunter fans cockneys?
Dunno.
Okay.
And they were right. It was actually out in Holland in 2006, and we found this clip from Holland's Top of the Pops 2 years ago. Listen to this.
Maar scoren. Na Botanana en Dota heeft hij een heel album uitgebracht genaamd LOL. En voor de niet-computer nerds onder ons is dat een afkorting voor Laugh Out Loud. Vanavond staat hij op het podium met zijn nieuwste hit. En dit keer gaat het voor de afwisseling niet over computers, maar over de kerst. En zingt hij in het Engels Bass Hunter met Jingle Bells.
Yes. I've been practicing. But I think it's okay, okay? Yeah. Ik heb de boot. Ik heb de hele mooie spin to do a boat.
They have such fun in Holland. Listen to them, they love it.
What's this one?
So what about this one? Merry Christmas!
There it is.
I think he quite annoyed them then. They were quite happily singing whatever song they were singing, yeah, and then he rudely interrupted
it. I know. That was 2 years ago, though. God, they're so...
We are very
so
behind the
ahead
times
in the Netherlands, aren't they?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So I went to the theatre last night, Chopper.
Yeah, apparently so, then. Yeah. To the place opposite you?
No, near me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the Old Vic, not the New Vic, not the Palladium, not anywhere in London's busy West End. It's a theatre in a pub, which is quite local to me. Now, it's a great invention, that, isn't it? Theatre in a pub. I think they've been around for a while, but I've just caught on, probably a few hundred years. But really good.
So what happened exactly?
Upstairs in the pub near me.
Yeah.
They had a Christmas carol on.
Right.
Charles Dickens. Not really my thing.
Not the Muppet version.
No. And it wasn't high budget, you know, and there was... it was just like a space like this that we're in now. No doors or anything, so the cast...
No doors?
No, there were doors to do the room, but then it's just a big space.
So
they had to make their own door noises every time Scrooge came in.
All right.
So the whole cast go... to open the door and... to close the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Were tickets expensive?
No, it was really good. Really good. Very young, enthusiastic cast.
Okay.
And the brilliant thing is about it, you can have wine while you watch A Christmas Carol.
Right.
Really good. What a great invention. And I stayed around afterwards for a bit to have a little drink with the cast.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Had a glass of wine with the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Right.
And young Scrooge. Both very nice.
Young Scrooge?
Yeah. As opposed to, well, there's one, you know, there's one, the younger one and an older one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good. So thanks to the whole cast of A Christmas Carol for making it such a pleasant evening last night. You should come. It's on till like mid-Jan, I think.
Oh, do you know, I think I'm busy.
I'd quite like to go again. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Michael Burke.
Hi, Michael Burke. Where are you today?
I'm on my way to work in Essex.
Okay. How can I help?
I've applied for the X Factor, and I was wondering...
Already?
Already.
Well, how?
How? I've done it online.
Is there an application form online already?
Yeah.
God, they might as well just put it on all year. A couple of weeks, it'll be back on again, won't it?
You've not seen this. They hammered it on Saturday night, listening to every break.
So if you want to be on next year's X Factor, it never stops, does it? They might as well just put it on all year. Anyway, Michael, what's the problem?
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about there being two Burke winners in a row, hopefully.
Hmm. So, your surname's Burke as well?
Yeah, chances are slim.
Hmm. Are you any good?
I don't know.
Well, can you sing?
A little bit.
Right. Well, they had Leona and Leon.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Didn't they?
That's a close match.
Yeah? Are you not related to Alexandra, are you?
No, I don't think so, no.
Right, well, I think you'd be fine.
Obviously, times are hard since finishing doing 999.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, best of luck with that, Michael Burke.
All right, cheers, Scott.
I love you.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Did you see that couple in the live lounge about half an hour ago?
Which couple?
The ones that were kissing a lot.
No, I think I had my back to them.
Right. Did they just come in off the street or something? Because it's like they just walked in. Get a room. Oh, we use the live lounge.
Well, there's plenty of room in there. Not a lot else was going on at the time.
Were they on the sofas?
Yeah, they were, and they were properly snogging away as well.
Did you just pull the blinds down and give them some privacy?
No.
Why were
big
you
windows.
Why were you watching them?
I was watching them on the screen here, actually, as well as
what,
out
so
there.
You had a webcam
pointing.
You had a webcam pointing at them, and you were watching them.
Do you know what? This story is making you sound a lot worse than it is them.
They just popped in for a cuddle. I didn't expect to be spied on by you.
No, it was just the camera, the thing
accidentally
happened to be on
that
room.
So you were looking at them on the screen via the webcam.
Well, that's when I first saw them, and then I looked
and then you got your telescope out and looked through the window at them as well.
You could have just gone in there and sat with them. It's fine.
You're making this sound bad on me now, and it's their fault. What do you do? I can't just buzz through because you can. I mean, I could just go. Could you, stop doing that, please? What do you say?
Doesn't sound like you wanted them to, from what you told us so far.
Exactly.
I'm all for a bit of hanky-panky, you know what I mean? But just not in the live lounge. That's what I'm saying.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1. Only someone stole the music, which is really good, isn't it?
Is that why you were, throwing your hands up in a kind of panic?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just gone. Oh, well, that's blown that, hasn't it? We can't do it now.
Have you got any other music that you can use?
Is there specific classified music, then?
If you'd been here,
thanks for listening.
If you'd been here for
I don't know, I'm too busy concentrating on my classifieds.
Yeah, if you'd been here during the last record, rather than looking for people snogging each other, you'd have seen that the music had disappeared.
Have you got that Je T'aime track?
I'm not playing that.
I suppose that would be on your...
I've got this.
See, you've got all the love music to hand.
I have.
Oh, no, the music's gone.
The music's gone.
There must have been a deletion.
Brilliant. Thanks very much to whoever deleted the music for Becky's Classified. Do you know that really annoys me? Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
Do you want me to take care of it for you?
If you could, please. Brilliant.
What are you going to do?
I know some people.
Good. Okay, well, without the music, here's Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1, read out by Greg James, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Greg. So if you need some last-minute Christmas present ideas, here they are. First one?
Floppy disks.
Okay. Right.
It's always good to back up your data. I don't think most people have hard drives these days, but, you know.
Call me anytime between 12 midday and 12 midnight, preferably at a time when you're able to come straight away. The address is... which is an 8-storey council block.
The best thing about this is the detail in which he goes into...
okay.
...about where he lives.
The house has two separate parts connected by a concrete bridge. I'm in the smaller part, which goes back into the park away from the main road. Do not take any entrance to the bigger part, as that won't get you to my place.
So you've got to call him at a time and you can go round straight away, because sometimes he's there and sometimes he's not. And then don't go into the... which bit did he say? I'm confused already.
I don't know. I lost interest.
Don't go into the small bit, because that won't get you to his place.
Right, okay, good. If you want the floppy disks.
But they are free, so maybe it's worth getting a little bit lost.
Yeah, really good. That's the, I've got a hard drive now, though. I found some music. It's not the same, but it'll do.
What's this one from?
Hmm?
What do you use this one for?
Sometimes on Oh, What's Occurring.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pass on the floppy disks. Remember, these are actual, real adverts from the internet, so if you're looking for last-minute Christmas shopping ideas, this is them.
One night stay, Ilford, £25.
Oh. I was wondering what he's going to say for a second.
Yeah. Then. What's this?
It's a one-night stay in Ilford for £25.
Wow.
I think it's an ideal gift, you know. People like to have little romantic getaways.
Do you get like a tour around Ilford and the rest of Essex?
No,
for that?
just the night stay.
Okay.
I'm having to sail this night, booked at a hotel in Ilford, London. Check-in is at 3 p.m. on the 3rd of January 2008, and check-out is on the 4th of January 2008. If you have any questions, do email me, and offers are welcome. Booking details will be emailed once payment is cleared, of course. Collection is welcome.
Now, that is a lovely Christmas present for somebody.
If you're a time traveller.
Yeah. If you've got a time machine, that's brilliant, because you can make use of a £25 stay in Ilford.
From last January.
Yeah.
I think that must be a mistake.
Did you not notice?
Really,
maybe it's
Becky.
Like the Moyles calendar thing. Maybe you just did a typo.
Did you not notice when you put this in the classifieds that it had the, like, it was a year ago?
No, I was too excited about the fact that I might be able to go to Ilford for a night on the 3rd of January, checking in at 3 p.m.
Okay.
I like the way he's so specific. But also,
do you have to stay with him?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't say, does it?
Doesn't say. That's he's weird. Selling it, isn't he?
And he does say collection.
Yes.
How do you collect a night's stay?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn up and ask for my bedroom.
No point discussing this because it's gone.
Yeah.
Next.
Birthday for sale. £1.
Right.
Now, I'm giving this to you a little bit early, but I think this is what you've always wanted, what with your age problems and all.
What do you mean by age problems?
Well, you know, you always say that. You know, you worry about people thinking.
No, because you always say that I'm older than I actually am on the air.
This will finally
end. I don't think we do.
I think you do.
This will finally end it because I'm going to get you a new birthday.
Oh, brilliant.
Why should it only be the Queen who gets two birthdays? Maybe you have a birthday in June and hate waiting a full year for it to come round again. Or perhaps your birthday's on the 8th or 10th of December and fancy a two-day extravaganza every year.
Right. So you can buy a birthday?
Yeah, it's for £1.
Well, now, all this is available to you. I'm offering to sell you my birthday. That's right. You can officially have two birthdays per year, just like Her Majesty.
I'd quite like to have two birthdays.
Well, you can be like the Queen and have two, yeah. Or you can just swap yours if you're getting a bit bored with it and have this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just boring having it on the same day every year, isn't it?
Well,
but surely if you had two birthdays, then we'd have to... It'd be like... You'd sort of have to,
like the Queen.
Yeah, but your age would have to go up in numbers of two.
Oh no, I don't want that.
So you'd now be nearly 80.
No. You're so horrible. Oh my god,
I didn't think about that, honestly. When I put it in, I thought I was doing you a favour.
Seriously, Chappers. Let's talk off air.
Chappers is ruffling.
He is, isn't he?
Oh dear.
Okay, scrap that idea.
No, it's December the 9th, the same day as John Malkovich, Donny Osmond, Kirk Douglas and Judy Dench, to name but a few.
See,
so how much
great.
Would you be willing to pay? A bit upwards of £1 and it could be yours.
To have the same birthday as Dame Judy.
As Dame Judy.
Mm-hmm. M. That's brilliant. Yep. Okay,
so you are interested.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
What do you get for your money and how do you know that I won't continue celebrating it? Well, the winning bidder will receive a signed certificate authenticating your right to celebrate this day, as well as waiving any right I have to celebrate this day in the future. I will, of course, continue to have been born on that day in 1983, but when asked, when is your birthday, my reply will be, I don't have one. I sold it to the person on the internet.
See, is why I got it, because instantly you pay £1 and you can actually say properly that you were born in 1983, making you 25.
Yes.
See, I've knocked like 17 years off. All for £1.
Right.
Come on, you can't have a go at me for that. Chappers said you were in your 80s. I only said like 42 or something.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I said he's in his 80s if you double his current age.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
Sorry. 13 years off.
Yeah, just keep talking, that's fine.
I like the music though, that was good. Yeah, the new music, you. Well done.
And that was Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1.
One of the best.
Thank you. Yeah, get me that birthday, please.
Okay. I'll order it up.
It's only like 5 years away from my actual age, though.
I know. It hardly seems worth it, does it, for £1? BBC Radio
1 Podcast. Tune Pendulum and Propane Nightmares. It's 5:15. Got this text from Farrett in Bournemouth. I so saw Pendulum live last Friday at the BIC and the drummer gave me a stick. I was so chuffed. Epic gig, man. Ha ha. Love, Farrett in Bournemouth.
What? Do you know where Bournemouth is?
Yeah, it's on the south coast.
Yeah. But like,
it's like half an hour from Southampton. There's really not that much of an accent change.
I know, but I just wanted to do it in that voice.
It's not just outside Bristol.
I know. It's just because it was
a
zoo. I knew.
Stop it now.
Okay. So she got the drummer's from Pendulum's stick.
Right.
At the Bic.
His stick at the Bic.
Epic.
Epic.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
I think
you've just ruined that for her now.
That drumstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really excited about it, and now getting the drumstick off Pendulum will always remind her of you impersonating her on air.
Sorry, Farrah. I just got a bit carried away, sorry. Sorry, Farrah. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you grinning at me?
Because Emma off of Matt Willis is next door and she just popped in to say hi.
She's very nice, isn't she?
Yes. Emma off of Matt Willis. Sorry.
She probably doesn't like being called that. You might want to give her a proper name.
Emma Griffiths.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's occurring? Emma Willis now, isn't it? They're married.
Yeah.
But don't you do that TV thing where they don't change their name? Oh, she is Emma Willis.
Is she Emma? Yeah.
Oh, if next door we could ask her.
Well,
anyway, what's the Karen coming up? And
well
Lily
there,
Allen.
That was
really
that
good.
Was excellent.
Tomorrow on the Chris Moyles show.
You know how to treat the ladies.
Hi, ladies. Tomorrow on the Chris Moyles show.
Got her name wrong three times.
Tomorrow on the Chris Moyles show, Chris Martin will be here. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Martin off of Gwyneth.
Yeah. Chris Paltrow now.
Chris
surely.
Paltrow will be here tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles show. Listen, from 6:30. Hello?
Oh.
What?
For Karen.
Right, who's that, please?
It's Farah.
Are you the one I did the accent about?
Yeah, I do not talk like that.
Well, I kind of do.
Let's just say something again, Farah.
Farah, is it hello?
Yeah. Right, now you do what you thought she
said. I'm speaking.
Tell us about Pendulum, what happened?
Oh, it was long cool. I was, like, right at the front with my friend Jade, and they were just going off the encore, and he leant down and told the bodyguard person to give me a drumstick. I was so happy. I was like, ah!
That's exactly the same.
It does
worryingly,
it did sound a little bit like it, Farah. I'm sorry. The more excited you get...
Oh my God, I still got the drumstick!
It's like me, the more excited you get, the more West Country you go.
I was so chuffed I got the drumstick!
You sound like, what's his face, of that programme, like, on Friday night?
Vicky Pollard?
No, it's not like her!
Justin Lee Collins?
Yes, him!
Yeah.
So did you?
Yeah.
No, I don't!
Tell us more about the Pendulum gig.
No, because you're going to bully me.
No, we're not.
You bully me.
No.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, it was good speaking to you, Farah.
Yeah, you speak my name right now.
Yeah, exactly. I've got your name right. It's all good. All right, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it.
What's occurring?
It's our seasonal... Guess Along game. Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Chappers won yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So this week it's 1-1.
1-1 so far this week. Play along and let me know how you did on 81199. Are you ready for your first situation on Ho Ho Ho? What's occurring?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What's occurring?
You know TV detectives?
Yeah.
We love a good TV detective, don't we?
We do, don't we? Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Shoestring. It's what we used to watch when we
were...
Shoestring? It was what we used to watch when we were at university. It's like he works at a radio station and solves crimes in Bristol in his afternoons.
I used to work at the radio station where it was set.
It's a good one, that. It's very, very 70s.
Yeah.
The thing about TV detective shows is that you don't have to be born...
It wasn't in the 70s.
You worked there in the 70s at this radio station.
No, but they're always repeating them in the afternoon, so you don't have to... If you miss them the first time, you can see them again.
Right.
Ooh,
okay.
Let or that Columbo, slip there, like
didn't
Columbo.
You? So horrible, didn't it?
No, I
I'm
worked there
I'm just glossing
about...
over it. I'm pretending that you worked there and, you know...
I did. I worked there about...
I know.
Before I worked here.
80s.
No, 90s. Not in the 80s. It wasn't the 80s.
Today.
It was the 90s, yeah.
You used to say the best of the 60s, 70s and now, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I know your favourite TV detective is Hetty Wainthrop. Isn't
No.
She is good, though.
No,
she
I'm is. More Miss Marple, I think.
Are you?
I like Miss Marple.
There's a big Miss Marple fan club upstairs. Only this afternoon I heard them go, oh, when's the next Miss Marple on?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, they're the people scheduling your music. It's yeah. Pendulum 1 minute, Miss Marple the next.
That would explain the Brenda Lee.
I quite like Rosemary and Thyme.
I thought you did.
I think they're underrated as
Who
detectives. Rosemary and Thyme. Yeah. That's more up to date than your shoestring. Hello.
It is, actually.
Sorry, at least a couple of years old.
Do all TV detectives have stupid names?
Yeah. Who do you think Britain's favourite TV detective is?
Oh.
We did an exhaustive survey of 10 people to find out who is the best TV detective.
Becky's looking very confident with this one, so I shall let her go first.
Becky.
Poirot.
Becky's saying Poirot.
Oh, Columbo.
I was going to say Columbo.
No, yeah. I've changed my mind.
No way. I've turned into Farah. No way.
Farah.
Just speaks count as detectives, please. Because they do kind of sort stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay, Poirot.
What? So why did you ask that question?
Just checking. I wanted to see if I was allowed to change it, should I wish.
Okay. Poirot, says Becky. God, we got there in the end. Columbo. And you're saying Columbo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain who is the best TV detective.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Can I have a think about this?
Yeah, you can have a little think about it. There are a lot out there.
Do you know what I'm going to leave out, Shrek?
So, who's your favourite TV detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
I don't know.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
Because he's, like, famous.
So who is your favourite TV detective?
Doctor Who. No.
Doctor Who? I don't know. Doctor Who, a detective of some sort, maybe. Yeah, Doctor Who, I suppose.
What?
Does Doctor Who count as a detective?
No.
Oh, I don't really know any other detectives.
I saw the main
one. Yeah.
Hawaii 50. Wasn't that one?
Hawaii 50. Why was that good?
Just because it was in Hawaii.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Pyro.
Why Pyro?
Because he's cool and he has a moustache and he always gets the job done.
Yeah, I think Inspector Gadget's probably the best one.
Why Inspector Gadget?
Because he's got the gadget.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
A horse for one, Vin.
Columbo, yay.
Columbo.
Why?
Because he's amazing and always solves the crime, even though... We know the answer first. But then he steps in and solves it.
What, sorry?
Columbo.
Why Columbo?
Because I like it. It's a good way to spend an afternoon. Okay. Spend like two hours.
I second that. Columbo's brilliant.
It is excellent. Yeah, it's just very easy to follow. You sort of sit down, you know, you relax. You can fall asleep and still follow it.
He sees things that we don't see.
Yeah, he's very clever. He's very clever.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Columbo.
Why Columbo?
He's adorable.
Is he?
I mean, in a cute kind of way, you know?
Is that what you look for in a TV detective?
No, it's true, I don't.
Now, three of them thought that Doctor Who was a detective.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Ian obviously went to his special place again with his special jumper on.
They do go some funny places, don't they? I like the person that's in Inspector Gadget as well. Columbo was the most popular answer.
Chappers
gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho!
What's occurring?
Let me know how you do on 81199. Next one. You know the Ting Tings?
Mm-hmm.
They were on Chris Moore's show yesterday. Really nice interview, actually. How nice was it? Was it nicer than the X Factor was amazing yesterday?
Oh.
Here's my question to you. Ponder it. How many times did Chris and the Ting Tings say nice on yesterday morning's The Chris Moyle Show?
23.
Chappa says 23. Becky says...
Yeah, I don't think it was as nice as X Factor was amazing.
So?
24.
What was the X Factor amazing? I think there was 29 amazing, wasn't there?
So, Becky's saying 24. Chappa's are saying 23 nices. Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh. What's occurring?
Here's the Ting Tings with Chris Moyles. Nice.
Your glasses look nice. Where are they from?
Nice. Very nice. You sounded quite nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, that was really nice. She did.
Nice then.
The what?
You're so nice to me, and then you went back out there and...
You...
That's not very nice. What with my nice northern accent?
It's nice.
Nice ting-ting text comes in.
That nice.
That's lovely, isn't it?
That's very nice.
They are very nice. We've just been having a chat. I reckon that Katie probably thinks that I'm quite nice off air. But I'm nice. I'm nice on air as well. You know, I'm nice on air and off air.
Yeah, you've been nice. Yeah, you're nice.
nice guy.
Kelly Rowland was nice, and then kind of ran off, and so that was quite nice. He's a nice guy, but no.
That's nice.
It's all very nice, isn't it, today?
Yeah, but it is. It's very nice.
That was brilliant.
Festive.
Nice.
Not very nice.
But have a nice Christmas. Have a nice time off. Thank you very much. Nice to see you.
They're on pedals.
Are they nice?
Nice.
That wasn't Kelly, was it?
You're very nice. You surprised me. I said you were nice.
But I'm not bad. Yeah, I'm nice.
You're right.
That's the secret. I'm nice.
Do you think he's nice, Jules?
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Good handshake.
How many times have we said nice today?
Have a nice day. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
There were 42 nices there. Blimey. So
that's more than amazing.
There is. So that means Becky gets the point, just.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh! What's occurring?
42? I know. I told you it was a nice interview. Yeah, that's a good point. How come no one mentioned Jessica Fletcher off of Detectives or Diagnosis Murder? Now, that was a good one.
What was the name of the detective in Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Is it Dick Van Dyke?
What, off of Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know his name, so. Right, next one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Mm-hmm.
He's not really been on Oh, What's Occurring before because he's not allowed because he doesn't speak. So it's Christmas, so we thought, oh, we'll let him on, you know. But we have cunningly disguised his voice.
Okay, good.
To protect his identity.
Yeah.
Earlier, I put a bowl with four apples in it in front of the one that doesn't speak.
God, you know how to look after people, don't
you? Oh, yeah. Here's my question, though. How many... How
is there any reason for this?
Mm-hmm.
Any reason why
it's
you
Christmas,
put the
Christmas, apple bobbing, isn't it?
I thought that was Halloween.
Yeah, I thought it was Halloween as
oh,
well.
Oh, is it rubbish?
It'd be more appropriate, you know, how many crackers could he pull in a minute kind of thing. That, you know.
Really wrong.
How many mince pies could he fit into his mouth?
And I gloss over it.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
How many could he bob in a minute? Four apples in the bowl.
Okay.
He needs to get them out. With his mouth.
In a minute.
Yeah.
I think he'll do two.
Chapper says two. Becky says
none.
None.
Oh, look
what are you saying?
Oh, he gave me such a nasty look then.
He's not happy. Your lack of faith in him.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak, bobbing apples at the wrong time of year. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Now, we've changed your voice using our amazing voice changer machine to make your voice a bit higher so that no one discovers your identity.
Yep, thanks for that.
And it's, oh, what's occurring? Apple bobbing. You see that bowl there?
Yes.
There's four apples in it, isn't there?
There are four apples in here.
I want you to get as many out of that bowl in 1 minute using only your mouth, OK? One that doesn't speak?
Yes, there's lots of water in here as well.
Yes.
So I'll be bobbing apples.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm not very good at this.
Yay! One! Time. Three.
Becky, right? Can you imagine if somebody's just finished work and got back in the car and
just turned their radio on at the moment that the apple bobbing started, and they wondered what the heck was going on.
Oh, I don't even know how many he got.
How many did he get?
Three.
Three, yeah.
Chappers wins today's. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, oh dear.
I think you should do that more often.
Oh, I need a wee.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, are you looking for a bargain? It's nearly Christmas, which means it's time for Becky's Classifieds.
This is a classified music.
Yeah, it's back now. We got it.
I sorted it out.
Do you recognise it?
Yeah.
I do now. Yeah.
Oh, I see. It feels much better now. Someone lost the music earlier. Yeah.
You're happier now, aren't you?
Okay, so this is off of Greg James from Radio 1. His birthday is today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Greg.
Birthday.
Reading out actual stuff you can get on the internet. If you like a bargain, you will love Becky's Classifieds. Here's the first one.
Thrustmaster controller.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's free and I thought you might like it.
Thrustmaster?
Yeah.
Thrustmaster controller for use with skateboard games.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
It's not quite what I thought it was, but no. It's still free.
What? Okay.
So, yeah, do you
I've
want
I've sold
to...
my games console, so I don't need it anymore. Come and collect this fabulous gaming accessory for free.
I don't want anything called a Thrustmaster.
Why?
Imagine unwrapping that on Christmas Day. Oh, a Thrustmaster.
But
it just doesn't sound right.
It's worth more than free, and that's all I'm going to pay for it, so, you know, you're
exactly.
happy. There's so much stuff you can get on these classified things at the moment for free. People just don't want stuff, so you just go on there, and it's a really good way of getting, like, Christmas presents.
It's good for Christmas.
There are, obviously, you don't have to get a Thrustmaster, but...
No, I don't want one, thanks.
It's good right. free stuff. This is a good one.
Giving away my amazing phone for nothing.
Phone?
It is a good phone as well.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd want someone else's phone.
Why?
I don't know, I'd just be a bit worried about what's on there.
Here's the deal. I recently got this as a gift from an ex-girlfriend. Oh. It's an amazing phone. Rather than sell it, I'm going to make someone's Christmas and give it away. First come, first served.
I mean, hearing the credit crunch, it's good that it's a free phone.
That sounds all right. It doesn't sound anything really wrong with that. Are you judging people by your own standards?
In what way?
Oh, no. On Do you remember when I plugged his phone into my computer? Do you remember that? I was really shocked. He said, can you just... What did I need off your phone? I can't remember what it was. But I plugged it in and all these... he was trying to get me to charge it up.
Yeah.
And I plugged it in and all of a sudden the photo thing came up and there was all these pictures of his phone on my computer. And even just thinking about it now makes me feel a bit
funny.
You've
gone a bit red. All flustered.
There was nothing bad on
it. We later found out it was just his thumb covering the lens when he was testing it out. But I just saw flesh.
It was your thumb happening to cover the lens.
Yeah.
And you'd kept photos of your thumb.
Yeah.
Had you on your phone?
I hadn't got round to deleting them, apparently.
It's because when I got this new phone and I couldn't work out, and it went click and took a picture of my thumb.
Oh, lots of them. All pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Why would you take several pictures of your thumb?
It was my thumb.
What a strange gallery to have on your phone.
I think I don't really want someone else's phone. I think I'd be a bit worried about that.
I don't think anybody will want your phone by the sounds of it.
I give it away on a regular basis, my phone anyway.
Yeah.
In the back of cabs. Loads of people have got my phone.
So there are lots of taxi drivers out here that must have seen your thumbs.
Yes, they have, yeah, probably. Pretty much the same photos on every phone.
Fake shrink wrapped, lol. Well, at least she made the effort. It's brand new, by the way, and unused.
Eh?
So, obviously, his girlfriend got him the phone and then fake shrink-wrapped it in cling film.
Right, why would you do that?
I don't know why it's funny either. Fake shrink-wrapped? Lol.
Lol. Oh, Ben on the text wants the Thrustmaster. And Glenn in
What?
The Thrustmaster. And Glenn in Hartlepool would quite like it as well. So.
Okay, so you don't want that or the free phone.
No. Next!
Air guitar. £50. Location, Glasgow.
That doesn't sound like a bargain to me.
No.
I'm having to sell my old trusty air guitar due to needing money for Christmas. A few scratches, but 90% okay. We'll accept £50 or near offer.
See, we might be able to get him down to like only 40.
It's an air guitar.
Yeah, but you were on
Newsbeat
yesterday saying that you wanted to play air. What do you play on your guitar?
I play Guitar Hero, The Pretender, Foo Fighters. That's not air guitar.
Isn't he trying to help?
Right. Well, why would I do that when I've got a real life silly guitar that I play?
Yeah.
So I'm still.
What? You can't imagine that.
I can't imagine that. No,
often
not at all.
Often of an evening, me and my flatmate will have a bit of a Guitar Hero. He's got Rock Band now as
well.
Yeah,
but I can see him doing that. I struggle to see you doing it.
When you're not watching Merlin.
I'm quite good.
Taking pictures of your thumbs.
I'm quite good. You do feel a bit silly with the silly guitar, though.
They're not the biggest, are they? They're not proper rock guitar size.
No. You can use your thumbs.
Guitar, not your thumbs.
No.
So the only classified you want from today, even though the majority of them are free, and it's Christmas and I was trying to help, is the birthday when you were born in 1983.
Yes, thank you. Thanks. Oh, Matt wants the phone on the text. They're all on. How did you manage to get your thumb in front of a lens while taking a picture? That's from Neil and Exeter.
Because you actually do... When you hold a phone, you actually use your thumb to hit the button to take the picture, don't you?
I don't want to think about it anymore.
You don't have
When you take
a photo on your phone, you don't put your thumb over the lens.
Scott told me it was his thumb, and I'm happy with that. Radio
1. Rubbish. Someone's girlfriend won't let them wrap themselves up in paper because the girlfriend's like, no, it's luxury paper. It's £12 for three rolls. You're not doing it.
Well, I agree with them, really. That's a lot, isn't it, to
All
wrap yourself up
All he wants to do is
in.
Wrap himself in paper for her, baby.
£12 for three rolls isn't that? It's not expensive.
No, it's
expensive.
I think it is.
No,
isn't
it's
it?
The same price as if you don't get it on 3 for 2.
You what?
If you get it on 3 for 2, which you should have done. If not, it's £12 for three rolls.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that must be really posh, shiny wrapping paper.
Well, at least it won't break. Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to burst out accidentally, do you?
Don't,
when you
do
spent
you?
All that time wrapping yourself up.
Don't want the cheap stuff, do you?
How do you bend down to do your feet? Because you'll crack and, like, rip, won't you?
I don't
you
know.
Need to go luxury, otherwise it's going to be
flawed.
You do
need luxury, yeah. Well, that shiny stuff.
Yeah.
That's well nice.
Yeah. They're going to hear you coming, though, aren't they?
I'm going to do that on Christmas Day for you.
No.
What, you're going to use the really shiny stuff,
eh? Just put yourself in a gift bag. It'll save a lot of hassle.
I'm going to come in because we're doing our show. We're doing a show breakfast on.
Thanks for coming, chappers.
Christmas Day morning. Are you not coming?
I haven't been asked.
Oh. Well, I'm asking you now.
I'm busy.
You don't have to wrap yourself in paper.
You
don't believe me. I'm going to walk in.
I've made
and
other
I'm
going to
be wrapped in paper. Because no one will see me because it'll be Christmas Day. Because like, there won't be anyone out while they're ready. I'm going to drive to work.
So you're going to drive wrapped in Christmas paper?
Then walk through reception.
On Christmas Day? Do you not think someone might stop you, wondering what you're doing?
It's Christmas Day, there won't be anyone around. It'll be fine.
Somebody will stop him.
Oh, yeah.
Security will be asleep. It'll be fine, he'll get straight.
Right, this is The Fray on Radio 1, and it's our record of the week this week. It's called You Found Me. What's funny, chappers?
Just for safety reasons, we ought to point out that you shouldn't drive while wrapped in paper. Radio 1
Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Becca.
Hi, Becca. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Derby.
How can I help?
Well, I wrapped myself up for my boyfriend last night.
In paper?
In silver wrapping paper.
Oh.
It was very posh luxury paper.
Yeah.
And then he decided not to come and see me. He stayed at his house instead.
Oh, no. Are you still wrapped up?
Not anymore, no.
When did you realise? How long were you wrapped up for?
For about half an hour, and then I got a bit angry.
Did he tell you that he wasn't coming round, or did he just not turn up?
Well, he didn't turn up, and then he texted me, like, dead late, and he was like, I'm not coming round.
How rubbish.
Did you have your phone in the wrapping paper with you, or did you have to put your hand out the wrapping paper?
Yeah, I had to take it out the wrapping paper, because it broke anyway.
Oh, what a disappointment. Did you get the idea from the song?
I did, yeah. It's my favourite song.
It's your favourite song?
Well, not my favourite ever song, but I listen to it quite a lot.
And it was proper paper that you used? It wasn't just kitchen foil?
It was proper silver paper.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you planning to do that again, or have you learnt your lesson?
I think he doesn't deserve the treat anymore.
I would agree.
Like, you only wrap yourself in paper once. Like,
well,
it wasn't like Baco foil, was it?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. What's your boyfriend's name?
It's Tom.
Boo to Tom for not going around when you'd wrap yourself in paper. Don't do it again.
He's in really, really big trouble with
me. He's missed his chance. I love you, Becca.
I love you too.
Bye. You know it's Christmas in the week and a day. And I just can't figure out what to give away. I might just wrap myself in paper.
Christmas in a week and a day. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
One thing I've noticed this time of year, have you noticed this? All the celebrities bump into each other at the supermarket, don't they?
They do, don't they?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like you've got Denise Van Outen and Richard Hammond having their rendezvous by the fish counter. And you've got the Spice Girls all go to the same one as well, don't they?
Yeah.
And Alan Hansen's in another aisle.
Alan Hansen, Lulu. Nick Hancock, yeah.
Yeah, Nick Hancock's there as well. I want to know what branch that is where all the celebs go, because it's definitely not my one.
Strange, isn't it, really?
It's not the one near my mum's either, because last time I went there I checked and I didn't see any of them.
Did you look specifically for Denise and Richard by the fish counter?
Yeah, but I thought they might have moved on from that particular fish counter. They might be in cereals or somewhere else, but I did do the whole supermarket.
Did you go preserves and, like, washing powders and all that, just trying to find?
Everywhere, I didn't see any of them.
Don't you also find it strange that Take That spend Christmas Day with Mylene Klass?
I quite like thinking about
and
that.
And Twiggy. Yeah.
I know. You wouldn't think that, really, would you? But they do.
Especially as they all have families.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And has Gary Barlow got kids now?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, he chooses to spend the Christmas day, the most important time of the year, to spend the time with the family. Spends it with Mylene Klass and Twiggy instead.
Me and you are spending it together.
Hey?
What does that say about us?
Only part of it.
Oh, right. You mean to say we're not going to carry on and have lunch? You're just going to go back off and see your mum?
I'm going to go see my mum in Southampton after the show, yeah.
So what am I going to do?
I don't know. Make your own plans. Call up Denise and Rich and see if they want to go out.
Go to the supermarket.
Pop round to Mylene and Take That's house. I want to know which one it is. It's definitely not the one near me. The only famous person I've seen in my one is Kavanagh.
Right.
Off the 90s.
Okay. I don't think any celebrities live now around my way.
Interestingly as well, I've never mentioned this before, Kavanagh was in the supermarket. Then I was watching him because I wasn't stalking him. I was just, oh, there's Kavanagh off the 90s. Not Kavanagh QC.
No.
Kavanagh off
of MFEO, and I can make you feel good.
Yeah, him. He's a pop star in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then randomly, he came out of the supermarket and used a phone box. Obviously, he hadn't got a mobile. Or maybe it's not working.
Or he needed a wee.
Maybe he's lost it.
Oh, chappers.
He wasn't Kavanagh wasn't weeing in my local in the phone box near my local supermarket.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he left his phone in the back of a cab.
Does anyone famous go to your supermarket?
No.
I've never seen anyone famous in mine.
I have.
Who?
Well, I don't really think
he
it's...
He doesn't like to say he gives
like
it away
say,
his location.
It's not particularly rock and roll.
Go on.
Claire Rayner.
Oh. Who's that? I haven't even heard of that one.
Right. The one that doesn't speak has someone from Travis in his supermarket.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't... I'm
not Fran.
not Fran. The other one.
Jade's mum might be near mine, but I've never seen her.
No.
I thought she's often went round your way, Jackie.
Yeah, but I've never seen her. Disappoints me every time.
Yeah. Question. Did Claire have a big trolley? Just wanted to know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I haven't told you what happened to me in the newsagent earlier today, have I?
No, you haven't, no.
Surprised it's taken this long. It's nearly the end of the show. Right, so you know the newsagent...
Did you bump into Alan Hansen?
No. You know the newsagent nearest Radio 1?
Yeah.
The one that's like, you just go left and left and left. Left and left, sorry. Not left and left and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're always on the phone.
Hmm?
They're always on the phone.
They are always on the phone, aren't they?
Yeah. They are on the phone a lot, yeah. So I go in there to buy something, and I'm fumbling around for like 50p in my wallet. All the time this is happening... As soon as I get to the counter, the man behind the counter goes, which I'm maybe a little bit paranoid. I'm like, so I'm still like in my wallet all the time. And eventually I go, what? And he goes, hole in the wall. Never going to go away. It's never going
to
go away.
Did you have the outfit on?
No.
Is that why you were struggling to get the 50p out?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.